Now, I spend far too much time on Instagram. I'm always scrolling on it. I know it's bad for me, but I can't help myself. But one post I came across recently, I have to say, really gladdened my heart and made me even more proud, if that's possible, to be from Kerry. And it was a post that was put up by a lady called Yinka Martin. And it was all about the kindness that she was shown in the beautiful village of Sneem when she hurt her leg last year. And by the magic of social media, I was able to track Yinka down, and I'm delighted to say she's here on the line to tell us the story. Good afternoon, Yinka.
Good afternoon, Deirdre.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm good, and it's so lovely to talk to you. Tell us what happened to you in Sneem last year.
Oh, I was holidaying in Sneem with my family over the Paddy's weekend last year. And I had had this injury on my foot that had been treated by my doctor in Dublin. And it just didn't look very good. Even I was a small bit worried. But so I went into the pharmacy there in Sneem Village. And I met the lovely pharmacist, Don, and I showed him this injury on my foot, and as he said himself in his Kerry accent, he said, "Yinka, this doesn't look good. Doesn't look good." But he said, "Come over here to me now. Let me see what I can do." And he pulled me over, sat me down on the seat just beside the counter there. And before I knew it, he was unwrapping this wound. He was cleaning it. He was putting medicine on it. He was bandaging it. And, you know, I was just in awe of how easy it was for him just to get stuck in and just to help me out. And he said, "The minute you get to Dublin, get this in to now, but that might tie you over." And I just thought he was so generous and he was so kind, and he wasn't fazed by what he was looking at and the state of my foot. I just really wanted to, you know, go on my page. When I went back to Sneem this past week for a holiday, I wanted to just kind of stand outside the pharmacist and pharmacy and just talk about the kindness of this pharmacist. And I remember an older lady that we were in with on that trip said to me, "You wouldn't get a pharmacist do any such thing for you now anymore. They're not, you know, pharmacists are not what they used to be." And it really made me think how generous he was and how well I was looked after by him and his team in the pharmacy.
And now, I was telling you, you heard me say at the start, Yinka, that somehow that came up on my feed. And I loved it. I hearted it straight away, put up a heart for it, and I was very proud to be from Kerry. But I'm not the only one. My God, that video just took off, didn't it?
Just, I don't know, this Instagram and the whole community of Instagram just has just surprised me so much over this last, under a year ago, I started this page on Instagram, and I didn't think the community of Instagram was really a real thing, really. I was a little bit apprehensive about it because under a year ago, if you said to me, "Have a public page of Instagram," I would have said, why would you do it?
Yeah, exactly.
something greater than me came calling, and I went for it anyway under a year ago. And it's just amazed me how mostly people are so kind and so lovely, and they seem to want to see and hear, and they make me feel like what I have to say and show matters. And I really do appreciate the community that I have found on that platform.
Oh, lovely. And you know what? There's far more good people in the world than bad. And I think there's still a huge amount of decency and kindness, especially in smaller communities like Sneem. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone that we met this past week that we were back holidaying there, well, the weather couldn't have been more glorious, and the people are even just more lovely, you know. And we weren't in any rush this past week, so we really took time. Like, I spoke to people in the shops and, you know, just kind of immersed ourselves in the community. And we were staying in a friend's home as well, so we were really trying to experience it like a local person. And I really have fallen in love with it, and I can see why people go there every summer, and I hope that my family will continue to go every summer now, you know, because there is something really special and magical, and even just the landscape itself, the beaches, it's like having the playground on your doorstep. And I'm a city girl, but I'm so jealous of anyone who gets to live there in that way.
Actually, I never asked you that at the start. Is it Dublin you're from, Yinka?
Well, my life in Ireland started in County Loud, in Drogheda, and I'm very grateful for it. And but like everybody, went to college in Dublin. I've lived in Dublin 20-something years now. So I'm somewhere between Loud, Dublin, and if Kerry will have me in the summers, I will happily
with
be a
heart,
daughter of Kerry.
With a heart and a half, Yinka. And listen, did you get to find your hero pharmacist when you went back to thank him?
He wasn't in there. And to be honest with you, he probably would have been so modest. And so one thing I should say as well, on the day that I went to the pharmacist, I insisted that I would pay him for his services or whatever. He refused, and I refused not to give him any money, and he said, pay me for the plaster. So I paid for the plaster. So I got a sense of the kind of person he was. And just reading the messages as well, the other comments at the back of my post, people saying all the levels of kindness that this pharmacist and his team have shown over the years. I feel like my story is only a small miniature of, you know, the level of community and kindness that exists in the village and with Don and his team. So a lot of people have tagged him, but I haven't spoken to him directly.
Okay, well, listen, hold on one second. We have a very short ad break to take. I want to ask you a few more questions, Yinka. Stay with us. Now, we've been hearing a lovely story from Yinka Martin, who's still on the line with us, about extraordinary kindness shown to her when she hurt her leg, or rather her leg got very, very sore while holidaying in Sneem last year. And a video that she posted on Instagram thanking the pharmacist who came to her rescue has gone viral and has been viewed all over the world thousands of times. Well, Yinka, I'm happy to tell you that we have Don Kyo, the hero, on the line now. Hello, Don.
Oh, hello, Deirdre.
How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. Yes,
and listen, how are you coping with this newfound stardom?
Well, it's flattering, but we're delighted. Inka, I'm delighted that your foot healed, and Gura Mila Mahagut for your very kind words. And I'm sorry I missed you when you came back. I'm sorry when I missed you last week when you came back, but we were delighted that we were I'll help you.
And do you remember her? Do you remember the incident?
Well, St. Patrick's Day, it's big day in Sneem, traditional fair day, and big crowds, and somebody coming in with an injury. No, it would be normal, don't know. And I would have been dealing with the foot, wouldn't you know, as opposed to the
rest of her.
Sinead, dear.
Well, listen, I have to ask you a question, because one thing that made me laugh was that Yinka mentioned in her video that she thought she saw you dressed up as a chicken in the St. Patrick's Day parade later that day. Is that actually right?
Not sure where that came from. I don't see the parade because the way the day goes. I wouldn't have got out. Wouldn't have got out. I would have been out and about after with different things, but no.
No, so that wasn't you.
I wasn't in the parade, no.
And listen, what's your reaction been like to the Instagram post? I suppose loads of people are telling you about it, are they?
Certainly, a lot of busy dens around telling me about it. But it's all good. It's all very positive. It's positive for Sneem, and, you know, here at work and with the girls at work and our crew, and it's been very, very positive, and we're delighted that, you know, if you can do something like that on a bank holiday weekend or a on a, or a public holiday and help someone, and if that saves them having to go over to A&E in Tralee and get them home, we're delighted. It reduces the pressure all round, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I suppose with an injury like that, you have to act fast because you don't want her, God forbid, getting sepsis or something like that.
Well, that's it. Well, you do what you can. You know, it's things, they just could come in and you'd have to, you try and deal with it. Obviously, at times, they have to go further.
Yeah, of course. But you know what? I think it's lovely that you, I mean, obviously, Sneem is a good way away from UHK. And I don't know whether Yinka had a car or not. But, you know, just that she got that little bit of reassurance is nice, and well, that bit of kindness.
No, that's exactly it. You know, if you're, you know, you go to A&E's on a Sunday afternoon or a bank holiday or a bank, it's like they're under pressure anyway. If we can, you know, relieve that a little bit, I'm delighted.
Yeah, well, fair play to you. Yinka, do you want to say anything to him now that we have him?
Just to say thank you. And your kindness really did stay with me. And, you know, we can often focus on the negative things that go on around us. But I think it's important that we do say it when people show real kindness, show decency, and are welcoming to all types of people. So I'm very grateful. And sorry I got it wrong, because I'm sure when we were at the parade, one of my daughters said to me, "That looks like the man, the pharmacist." And we just thought that was hilarious. You just came from looking after my food to the...
Go on, yeah?
No, it's... I'm just laughing at the thought of the chicken in the parade. I'm not sure who that was.
Somebody in Sneem will know the answer to that now. I'd say Don. Yeah.
Well, I know one good friend of mine came down the bridge as a gorilla, but it wasn't me as a chicken.
Actually, that kind of carry on is normal in Sneem, isn't it? You're all a bit daft down there.
Well, we work together, and it's today the festival starts and it's a great spirit here, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, I'm delighted to be able to reunite the two of you, albeit only over the airwaves. But as I said, I was just so impressed with Yinka and how the lengths she went to say thank you to you, Don, and what a lovely post she put up. And indeed, as she already referenced, lovely comments underneath it from other people who were on the receiving end of your kindness.
No, it's Gurumila Mahagat. Really, it's just wonderful to receive it, and you know, we need the kindness
in the world
at the moment.
We do.
There's enough strife.
There is absolutely. Listen, I'm going to let you both go. Yinka, thank you for answering a stranger's message on Instagram last night and coming back to us and agreeing to come on. It's been so lovely talking to you as well.
Lovely to talk to you, Deirdre. Thank
you. You're welcome back anytime, Yinka.
Oh, we'll be back. We'll be back.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Paul Thoreau.
Fantastic. That's Yinka Martin there and Don Keogh chatting to us about how they met in Sneem last year when Yinka was in trouble and Don showed her incredible kindness. And somebody's been on to say, I was also helped by the same pharmacist about 18 years ago. She says her son had the chicken pox and he opened up the pharmacy specially and didn't charge us any more than just the pharmacy costs. So that's a nice comment in there about Don. And Jack Shanahan was on to say, Don Keogh has been a gentleman pharmacist for as long as I've known him, and that's too long. So isn't that lovely? Okie doke, thanks a million again to Yinka and to Don. We'll take a break. We'll be chatting to Dr. Eamon Shanahan after these.